Welcome to my podcast, Black Phoenix. Today I'm here with Master Blue Sama. So, Master Blue Sama is a multifaceted entrepreneur and creative director and owner of Sama Style Media and a key contributor to the artistic community here in Atlanta. Let's get into it. So tell me a little about yourself and your journey as an entrepreneur and how you came to establish your media specialist brand.
Okay, so to begin with, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, born and raised. Moved out to Atlanta last year, but pretty much my media specialist journey started with recording music and writing music. And then that led to doing photos and videos for myself as an artist. And then I just mastered those crafts. And now I'm in a place where I could do it universally. I can talk the language amongst anybody. Because film is just universal, so.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So what inspired you to focus specifically on media and creative services?
It was more so like people see the things that I was doing for myself and they wanted it, so I offered it as a service to them. So that created a lane for me where I didn't have to do a natural 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that ever since I was in high school. So I was always getting paid differently than my peers. So that started the entrepreneur mindset early.
How do you stay ahead of trends in the ever-evolving media landscape, and how do you differentiate your brand from others offering similar services?
For the most part, me just doing me. I follow my intuition and just create trends naturally. So I just remain on the path that's me, follow my purpose. We can have the same equipment and get two totally different outputs because we got two totally different inputs.
Can you share a specific example of a project where your creativity and strategic thinking led to a significant success for your brand or a client?
So about 2017, I edited a music video and that artist ended up getting a record deal. But it was, $1 million on the line, changed the life.
That's prolific. Like, you said that so humbly. Like, you know, I just did that. Yeah. I just made that happen. Got that man a record deal, or woman. All right, so how do you approach collaboration and team building within your company / brand? And how do you foster creativity and innovation?
So for team building, it's basically like, you know, we fam. So like we live together, type, you know, 24/7. Right. Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever I got, you need. You know, say vice versa. Mm-hmm. That type of mentality has to be established first, and the common denominator of like, yeah, we all are going up and trying to. We're not trying to be the same person we was last year or whatever the case.
How do you continuously come up with different creative ideas that are that's a game changer?
I say nowadays it's kind of easier because now I'm in the content house with a bunch of people to toss off ideas. But those people, only reason why I'm in the house with them is because we aligned on the same frequency. Mm-hmm. You know, if we weren't on the same frequency, we wouldn't have been in a position to be like that, to be able to bounce off ideas. So. Mm-hmm. It's more about aligning your intentions of what you actually want for yourself. That's how you really get your real creativity and intention for it.
I think that's amazing, like having different personalities and individuals that are coming together to create something, but you have different inputs. Like you were mentioning earlier, you have different inputs that kind of give you the chance to create something that has different people's personalities going into it. So it's not like, oh, one person is doing this one individual thing, but you have a community of people that are coming together to support you, and you're building each other up in the process. I respect that, and I think that's beautiful. I think like I truly appreciate community, and just seeing like everyone here, it looked like a family coming in. As soon as I stepped in, I'm like, this is a family. This is a family setting, and I love that. So personally, as an entrepreneur, I've noticed that there are setbacks. There are challenges that come with being an entrepreneur. So, how do you handle setbacks in your business, and what strategies do you employ to overcome them?
I mean, one day at a time for sure. It's really just looking at the pieces you have and just making sure they're in their respective places. Depending on what kind of setback, whether it's like faculty, like, staff, or if it's like monetary, it just depends on that. But if it was a monetary setback, I would probably come up with like some type of deal or package that you just can't refuse. It's like someone's gonna come to you with X amount of dollars worth of equipment with a package so affordable, it's like you'd be playing yourself if you didn't accept that. So if I ever get down, that's what I resort to.
Like in the monetary sense. But let's say, for example, if you like, let's say you had a challenge with, I guess, people seeing your perspective and not seeing the vision. Like, how would you handle that?
With you mean like in within the camp or other people not seeing it?
No, other people, like outside the community, not seeing the vision because you've already established, like, this is a family. You guys are on the same frequency. I know that sometimes when a lot of people come together, there might be friction, but if you're operating from the same frequency, you're bound to like, it just depends on, I guess, how you handle conflict, but I'm sure you guys are on the same level, so friction won't come up. But in the sense of other people that are outside of the, outside on the outside looking in, how would you handle challenges of people not seeing your vision or people not seeing the community, your tribe's vision?
I don't really necessarily pay attention to outside the camp. If they didn't get it, they will get it. It's like inevitable. If there was a way for me to understand why they didn't get it, I would try to learn,
Like feedback.
Maybe a meet and greet or something and explain everything.
I respect that. And what I've noticed is that sometimes people on the outside, they just see the results. They start paying attention when they see results, like when they don't see the process or what's going into your projects. So, yeah. How, for sure. How do you balance creativity and business goals in your work?
Balance. So I would say I don't even know, to be honest. I kind of just make my entire life business related, so I'm automatically productive with my actions. But I wouldn't consider that balance if you really want to get technical. But I love being at the computer. But I also like taking breaks from the computer so I could go back to the computer. So I don't know. That's a tough question.
In the sense of, for example, a lot of people say that when you're pursuing your passion and you're getting paid for it, it takes the fun out of it. It takes the art out of it. So how do you create the balance of, okay, this is the business side of it, but I still enjoy this and I still want to continue doing this for the love of it, not just for the money aspect of it. Not just for like, the monetary aspect of it. How
Word.
do you create that balance? Like, do you set time aside to, outline, okay, this is the business part and this is my personal time to be creative, not thinking about the business aspect, but I still can incorporate that into it if need be.
See, but the things is, the only thing that's different is the subject, but the actions are still the same. So whether I'm doing it for business or I'm doing it for myself, which it's both business at the end of the day, because if I'm an artist, I'm a brand that's being sold. So it's like it's impossible to not think business wise. So that's what I manifested for myself, though. I wanted to be able to, no matter what I do, is automatically business related. There was something you said I was gonna say too. Can you read the question one time?
I got you. So, how do you balance creativity and business goals in your work? Good question. But I like your perspective and how you framed that. So it still makes sense. Yeah. What do you see as the future direction of media and creative services?
Artificial intelligence.
How do you incorporate AI into your business?
So at first, I gotta give it a rundown. At first, when I first kind of like received the power of AI, I was like, almost felt like cheating. But then one of my people, my
It's
IT
like
friends, was like,
easier.
yeah.
Instead of doing it on here, you're just like, okay,
Like something that used to
might
take
as
me
well.
3, 4 hours to do Photoshop, like that, seconds. But then I started thinking like I felt like my ego was taking over. Who cares if I could do it in 5 seconds by just pressing one button now? I'm just do that. I'm just get with the times, you know. Instead of being the person that's like when the internet first came out, when the older people was like, that'll never catch on. Look at it now.
Just like Bitcoin, blockchain.
Exactly.
So let's see. Is there anything that you would like to share with fellow creative entrepreneurs who are aspiring to be trailblazers? Any piece of advice, anything that has assisted you in the process, in the journey, that could set someone else up for success?
So if you feel like you got what it takes, you know what I'm saying? Your city likes you and they want to see more of you, you got to go somewhere else. That's the only way. No matter what city you in, you got to go somewhere else just to expand your power for real. You stay in your hometown, it's like you're cool, but you're only going to be there. So traveling is essential if you want to, you know, make it to the top.
A lot of people consider Atlanta the Mecca for creatives. And I feel like that's the reason why everyone comes to Atlanta, because of all the artistic opportunities, entrepreneurial opportunities. So I definitely see your perspective when it comes to that. And I encourage people to travel as well to see their, like, hey, can I actually do this outside of the network that I already have? So I like that perspective, but I also think that if you have a base somewhere, utilize that base, grow that base, and you can go global just from your house. That's the way technology has come,
True.
What projects are you, and this is the final question before we insert your handles, what projects are you working on currently that everyone needs to tap into, and how can we support you?
Okay, so few ways. You can start with follow me on Instagram at Master Blue Sama and Sama Style Media for my content page. You can find some work I got coming out soon on HHNTV. You know what I'm saying? Look out for a new show coming out. I ain't gonna say their name yet because I still don't think I can. What else? Oh, I got my album that I just started recording, which I is gonna be so epic. It's gonna be like the Super Spirit Bomb, if you're familiar with anime. It's like, so I got energy from Connecticut, which is the same engineer I had from I was 17 years old, and like he just been like that, right? And now he got the tip top microphone, Sony 800G, which is like a $10,000 microphone, Drake's microphone type of John. And I recorded that on that microphone. And I'm taking those vocals and I produced the beat to Stank On You so I could have Renegade, the same engineer who just did Killer Mike's album and got the Grammy for it, to mix it down. So it's like a super. You know what I'm saying? So I got that, and that's called Atlanta Kit. Yeah. It's basically a splice between
Montreal? Okay.
Atlanta and Connecticut.
Elena in Connecticut.
New Haven. New Haven, Connecticut, born and raised.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, expertise, and just sharing the vision with us.
No, I'm glad to be here at Black Phoenix. You already know the vibes. Haji the poet, you better get it now, you better know it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Master Busamu, we tapped in.
Yes, sir.